The major came in without really looking, and by the time he had registered the bodies on the floor and the stranger behind the captain's desk, Petrus and Meharry had him covered. He looked stunned and then angry, but not particularly frightened.
"Sorry about this, Major. It is necessary that you listen to what I have to say, and there was no safe way to do this on the bridge without imperiling the ship."
"Who are you?"
"I'm Commander Harris Serrano. I'm on special assignment."
He was not an officer she had ever seen before, but he had to know that name. The Major's eyes shifted from her to Petrus, to the bodies, and back to her. For once, Harris didn't mind having the family face.
"But you were... I heard..."
"You heard correctly. I resigned my commission and took employment as a civilian in anticipation of recent crises."
The blank look cleared slowly.
"Oh. You mean it was all faked?"
"Well, not uncovering Lupescu's plot. That wasn't faked at all."
Everyone knew about Lupescu, she was sure.
"But what are you doing here?"
This time, his glance at the bodies had been longer. His first anger was leaving him, and she saw a twitch of fear, quickly controlled.
"Right now, I'm taking command of this ship, as ordered."
The Major's gears were trying to mesh, but achieved only useless spinning. Harris could almost hear the loose rattle.
"As ordered?"
"You're aware that this system will shortly be under attack by the benignity of the Compassionate Hand?"
Giving it the full title added weight, Harris thought, to the claim.
No, Captain.
The Major didn't know it yet, perhaps, but he had accepted Harris in command.
"They scouted it, sent a fake raider in order to check out the defenses."
"That raider we heard about?"
"Yes, with a surveillance ship in the distance. This group was then dispatched, but not by the RSS command."
But what are you saying?"
"That your former captain, Deccan Garavay, was a traitor in the pay of the Benignity. That certain of his officers were also traitors. That the purpose of this mission was to strip Xavier of any defenses, including me, since I had killed the raider, and open it to the Benignity."
Disbelief and avid curiosity warred in the Major's expression.
But how do you...
"You may recall that I have an Aunt Vida. Admiral Vida, that is."
Comprehension swept across the Major's face, and he sagged. An Aunt Admiral, a secret mission. It was all right. Behind the Major, Petrus relaxed a fraction. Harris didn't.
"No. My people need uniforms. They've had to wear those miserable civilian things too long."
Harris wondered if she dared promote her associates to officers. She needed all the loyal officers she could find. But instinct said that even the smallest additional lie could topple the Major's fragile belief in her story. If he stopped to think, if he doubted, she would become a common murderer again, not a legitimate officer who had been operating undercover. She gave them their original ranks instead, and watched the Major's response. He might not know it, but he could still be dead any moment.
"And you'll need to get someone up to tape the scene for forensics, put the bodies on ice, and clean up this office afterwards. We strongly suspect that one or more are carrying discreet CHID markings, and the following personnel must be located and put under guard."
She handed him Kutsudis's list. Making it all up as she went along, she realized, was a lot more fun.
"Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?"
"No. I'll be on the bridge speaking to the crew."
"But you've got Sidon on your list, and she's on the bridge now."
"Thank you. Then I'll take Mr. Vasisuan with me."
Oblo was almost as well known in the fleet as Kutsudis.
"Who's bridge officer at this time?"
"Lieutenant Milsini."
"And the MP watch commander?"
"Lieutenant Janice."
Svatek looked at Arkady Janice, startled.
"That's probably my Uncle Slava's oldest boy. I'd heard he'd been commissioned."
Another thin layer added to the skin of belief. Harris could see Svatek processing this. Not only the famous Serrano name, but someone related to the ship's own security personnel.
"Mr. Janice, you'll accompany me as well. Let's go."
The corridors of Garavay's ship, no, her ship, were as familiar as the shapes of her own fingers. Command deck, dockside corridor, aft of the captain's office. A passing ensign saluted her insignia without appearing to notice anything. His eyes widened at her escort. She wished they'd been able to wait for uniforms, but the scanty tradition behind her acts emphasized the need for immediate action. Ahead, the hatch leading to the bridge, just where she'd left it, as if she had walked back onto her own ship. A marine pivot stood at ease by the hatch, snapping to attention at the sight of her insignia.
"Sir!"
Then his expression wavered, as if he weren't sure. She snapped a salute.
"Pivot. These personnel are with me."
Before he reacted, they were past. She came through into her own kingdom, home at last. She took the 3 steps forward, paused while the bridge officer caught sight of her.
Sir, Commander?
Commander Harris Serrano, special assignment. As I've explained to Major Svatek, I have taken command of this vessel. You are Lieutenant Milcini, is that correct?
Harris was aware of heads turning, the pressure of many startled looks. One of the officers on the bridge was Sidon. Harris didn't worry about that. Ginny Sandoblo would be watching for her. More important now was the reaction of the loyal crew. So far, astonishment held them.
Captain Garavay?
Harris held up the command wand.